In dark ocean waters, marine mammals such as whales and dolphins rely on sound to communicate with each other, locate prey, and find their way over long distances. All these activities, critical to their survival, are being interfered with, experts say, by the increasing levels of noise from ocean-going ship engines, sonar devices, and seismic exploration. And climate change could make the noise problems for marine mammals even worse.
Part of my personal discovery over the last 15 years has been the incredible richness of the ocean in terms of the songs and the voices of whales.
Christopher Clark is the director of the Bioacoustics Research Program at Cornell University in New York State.
As our world is vision, their world is sound.
With their groans, clicks, booms, and shrieks, marine mammals send warnings, point out good sources of food, and attract mates. But over the past four decades, says Clark, more and more man-made noises have been invading their acoustic universe. The noise produced by ocean-going humans falls into the same low-to-mid frequency range as many whale calls. Clark believes this acoustic competition has drastically reduced the distance over which whales can communicate, and maybe drowning them out altogether.
So if you and I are having a conversation across the kitchen table, and a truck goes by outside on the street, the noise from the truck might be mildly annoying. We may not even pay attention to it. It doesn't interrupt our conversation. But it's quite different if, in fact, you and I are used to talking with each other across the street, and the truck goes by. Suddenly, I can't hear you anymore.
Although scientists don't know for sure, Clark says there is strong evidence that whales normally communicate with each other across large areas.
A blue whale can hear another blue whale 1,000 kilometers away.
A report released December 3rd by the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, warns of the potential adverse effects of increasing noise pollution. In addition to impeding marine mammal communication and masking sounds produced by predators and prey, ocean noise may cause animals to lose their way, or it could interfere with essential behaviors like feeding and breeding. The report also contends that ocean noise has resulted in injury and even death by driving stressed animals to become entangled in fishing nets or to strand themselves on shore. In November, the U.S. Supreme Court turned its attention to this issue when it considered a case brought by an environmental advocacy group, the Natural Resources Defense Council, against the U.S. Navy. IFAW was a co-plaintiff in the lawsuit, which charged that the Navy needs to do more to protect marine mammals from harm caused by its use of sonar in training exercises. In a 5-4 decision, the court stated that the Navy does not have to mitigate even likely harm to marine mammals, because by executive order, President Bush has declared naval training essential to national security. Although the court decided in favor of the military, the case did bring nationwide attention to the complex problem of ocean noise and its potential implications for marine life. And climate change may make a complicated problem even more so.
We're putting carbon dioxide in the ocean from the sky at about just over 1 million tons an hour.
Peter Brewer is a senior scientist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California.
The focus of our work is on how the growing levels of carbon dioxide are changing the chemistry of the ocean.
All this additional carbon dioxide is making the ocean more acidic, and that's having a surprising impact on underwater acoustics.
Some of the molecules which absorb sound are decreasing in quantity, and so sound levels are going up.
Specifically, low-frequency sounds, like the ones produced by ships, sonar, oil and gas exploration, and whales. According to Peter Brewer, addressing the global problem of increasing ocean noise will require a change in communication strategy, not by the mammals in the ocean, but by their land-based human counterparts. He believes that improved dialogue among scientists and the world's environmental, commercial, and military interests is needed to understand the impact of human activities on the marine environment and its inhabitants. I'm Veronique LaCapra.